The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
It's only one more sleep until hairdressers, barbers and beauticians reopen for customers tomorrow. Lisa Eccles is Vice President of the Irish Hairdresser Federation. She's on the line now from her salon, Zinc Hair and Beauty in Kilmainham in Dublin. Lisa, how are the preparations going for tomorrow?
Hi, Brendan. Nearly there now. Still kind of trying to get through to a few last clients where we're getting appointments booked in and we've got all our prep done and our orders in. So we're very excited. I probably won't sleep tonight now with the excitement.
And listen, have you been bombarded with people looking for the early appointments?
So, you see, we did try to communicate with all of our clients that our plan from December was we rebooked clients for January and we've been using that as our waiting list. So basically, we're trying to look after all of those clients who've been using our business for years, you know, been really loyal customers to us, and we want to get them booked in first and then we'll reopen our phone lines once we get through that kind of list of clients.
And listen, what were the reactions like when you rang people and told them they were in?
Sure, look, I mean, I was laughing every time you ring and they realise it's you calling, everything went up an octave. They were like, oh, it's you. So, yeah, it was like ringing people and telling them they'd won the lotto. So, you know, it's just lovely. We've such a personal relationship with our clients and, you know, they want to know how you are, how you've been through COVID lockdowns and how your husband is, and you want to ask them the same questions. So it's been really lovely. It just makes the phone calls a bit longer, though.
I can imagine. At least you don't have to ask them about where they're going on their holidays anyway.
Exactly.
So how are you and the people in the industry feeling about not just tomorrow? I presume this week and next week will be great and everything. How are you feeling about the months ahead?
I mean, yeah, look, there's still obviously a lot of worry in the industry about, you know, what we're facing back into. A lot of us are working on a reduced capacity in the salon, so your ability to earn what you would have been able to earn pre-COVID is just not there. And then there is a real worry that maybe people have gotten out of the habit of coming to salons as often, so will they be back as often after those first few busy weeks? Will we then get very quiet? So I think for us, certainly, the support that the government have provided, you know, in terms of the EWSS and, you know, the rate waivers, it will be vital for us that they continue for the rest of the year, just to make sure that we can get back on our feet. You know, a lot of landlords, unfortunately, didn't give any kind of rent breaks. So a lot of salons are reopening with 4 months of rent still owed.
Okay. And what's your advice to people going to the hairdressers in the next while?
You know, obviously we're coming back after a long break. It's going to take us just a little few days to get back into our flow. Please be patient. You know, I think, like, if you are a client of a salon, they probably have you on a list somewhere, so, you know, they will be in touch, or just keep an eye on their social media to see when they are opening their phone lines up again. But yeah, you know, just kind of be patient with us, and ultimately we can't wait to get everybody back in and get them all feeling gorgeous and looking gorgeous again.
And you know the way a lot of people have talked about that, maybe the issue of hairdressing, beauty, all those things, and the effect it has on people that we maybe underestimated it before. Do you think mental health wise, like, have people suffered because of this? And is this going to be a big? It's going to be a big step again out of that kind of grim place we were in for people, is it?
Oh, definitely. And I think, like, certainly it's been lovely to see that the government finally recognised that salons are important by opening us up first before even a lot of the non-essential retail. Because I think, like, you know, when you get your hair done, it's so much more than, like, just, like, oh, getting the hair done for vanity's sake. It can be very much linked to, like, self-esteem, you know, like, even some of our older clients, it's that social aspect too of being able to get out, have the chat, you know, see how people are. Very often, you know, especially in the past year or so, they haven't had anywhere else to go. They don't have another social outlet.
Yeah.
So it's been very important for them. They also have other health issues, you know, in regard to things like osteoarthritis. And so physically, they're not actually able to do their own hair. So it's very important for them to be able to get back in, have their hair looked after by a professional, have those chats, and kind of feel some sense of normality again.
Okay, and listen, Lisa, if I phone today, when would I get an appointment?
Well, it's no brand new. I'm not going to do you any favours. Like, so yeah. It'll probably be June.
Okay, I wasn't looking for special treatment. All right. Lisa Eccles, Vice President of the Irish Hairdressing Federation. Thank you very much. And listen, good luck to you and good luck to all your colleagues across the hair and beauty industry tomorrow. I know it's going to be a very happy Liberation Day for a lot of people. Thanks, Lisa.